point. I understand from downwards that the handouts are still used. There was a document that you did yesterday from
also its impact on the new policy signed between the FCA and the government of Sudan and the government of Sudan in the form of the comprehensive peace agreement. How this crisis impacts on all the peace crisis. Now, one of the dimensions that we thought we should bring to the attention of the members is the impact of the Kabul crisis in establishing the spillover into Chad and into the Central African Republic. I think this crisis has also led to some instability and affect the stability and the security of Chad and the Central African Republic. As a result of that, there have been calls for the deployment of troops along the border of those three countries, mainly to deal with the state government. One is to deal with the refugee crisis arising out of the country. Two is to deal with the humanitarian, the IDP, sorry, the internally between people. Internally between people inside Chad, inside the Central Africa. And that is to deal with the protection of the humanitarian aid. So there have been calls for the deployment of this force, and the French are behind this initiative of deploying an EU force, which will be French led. This force is approved by the UN by the resolution of the Security Council. It will be deployed along the border between Sudan, Chad, and Central African Republic. President Deby met with Ban Ki-moon last week, and this issue arose in the discussion. A few weeks back, President Deby is the same as he was. Chad met also with Foreign Minister Kushner. And in those discussions, the President Deby agreed with principles of deployment of the French-led EU force along the border between Sudan and the obviously, the deployment of this force is viewed with mixed feelings by others in the region. I think the Sudanese in particular are concerned about the deployment of this. And I'm quite sure also the Libyans are also concerned about the deployment of this. So we'll have to find some kind of an agreement among all the neighborhoods there so that we can agree on the way forward in regards to the issue of securing the border between the three countries. I've spoken about the humanitarian crisis, the humanitarian situation. I will not really spend much time on that. Safe to say that the major impact of this crisis is that it has led to one of the biggest refugee crises. And the sanitation, provide basic facilities like the water, food and all that, because of the type of in the population. So I think the humanitarian crisis, or the humanitarian dimension of this crisis is a well documented. In terms of the peace process itself, since the signing of the VTA, the Darfur Peace Agreement in Abuja, there's been significant progress. You will recall that the VTA was signed to one of the rebel sections of the SLM, which has since been co-opted into the government of following that, there were a lot of fractures and seizures within the rebels, which resulted into the existence of over 17 groupings. And we saw these groupings meeting recently in Arusha, where they hammered out a common platform, a common agenda to engage with the government. Indeed, you are aware also that there have been several initiatives, a number of countries that have been initiatives to try and deal with the crisis. The UN has also been dealing with the issue, the AU has been dealing with the issue, there have been major initiatives, the French initiatives, Saudi initiatives, there have been all these initiatives. And I think everybody now agrees that we need to converge all the initiatives into one, so that we are not free to be running in parallel processes, duplicating processes and also having overlap. So there are now arguments that we need to have an AU-UN driven process, which should really be an all-inclusive process that involves everybody else. Find the durable and lasting solution to the problem facing Darfur, in particular, and Sudan in general. Now, in this regard, three phases have been agreed upon. The first one is the convention that we have spoken about. And the second is the pre-negotiation phase. And this phase already started with the Arusha process. And the last thing is the negotiation. With regard to progress in profile those phases, I think it's important to highlight the Arusha process of the early August, which has resulted in the rebel grouping that met in Arusha, emerging with a common agenda, a common platform on which to engage the government of the country. Obviously, the biggest challenge or the biggest weakness of the Arusha process was the absence of a major key rebel leader, Abdel Wahid Al-Nour, who enjoys the wide support in the Darfur, particularly among the majority ethnic groups, the Kurds. He did not participate in the Arusha talks, mainly because his food conditioning that his participation to any talk changes the world. That post crisis can only happen once there is the deployment of an international peace force, So in a way, he would want what has been agreed to as the hybrid force, which is a combination of efforts by the AU and the US. He would want us to be deployed first on the ground before we can engage in any meaningful dialogue with some of the people. So this is the conditionality. The friends are involved and everybody else is trying to find a solution to this issue. I'm currently engaging to try and prevail upon them to come to the party. Because we think it's important, he's an important player in this political stage. And it's very difficult to have any meaningful durable and sustainable solution without his participation. And even not in of the room. I think we've spoken about the challenges of the Abisha program. That's to say that Libya will hold the next phase, that is the phase 3, the actual negotiation phase, will be hosted by Libya. We were told that this process will commence on the 27th of October in Tilt. The Libyan leader met with Ban Ki-moon last week. And the decision was taken after the discussion that still there will be the decide for this all-inclusive Sudanese dialogue aimed at promoting the country's cause. Insofar as this is concerned, as you know, the issues that we're endeavoring, this aspect of the process, have now been resolved. The issue around the rehashing of the AU mission has been resolved. In terms of the UNSC Revolution 1590, the new UN mission, UN will reinforce the aim. And this will result in the creation of a hybrid force, a component of the UN and the AU. And also the UNSC Revolution 1703 has expanded the mandate of the UN mission to support the implementation of the WPA agreement. And also further given the mandate to the Secretary General to consult with the EU and the government of Sudan with regards to the leadership of the EU. Questions that the Sudanese government, concerns that the Sudanese government had around the issue of sanctions that were contained in earlier drafts of the UN resolution have also been adequately. And I think the Sudanese government will now welcome the deployment of the hybrid force in Darfur. Obviously, there are great concerns about the possible presence of contingents from Western or non-African countries in the ISIS force. And this is one of the issues that I think should be resolved going forward ahead of the official plan. This will be the biggest deployment in the need for the 26,000 from 19,000 made up of military components and six and the rest 7 made up of civilian services. It will be the biggest deployment in the history. So far, African countries have pledged to deploy Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Ethiopia, Malawi, Nigeria, Rwanda. We have been asked to consider. As you know, at the moment, for 820 members in Sudan, out of 15, 760 from the army, and the rest from the police. Of our communities in the team. So we would like to consider this. I think this is a question we need to consider in consideration by the relevant authorities and I'm sure it will be taken accordingly. The issue of sanctions is about the at least at the level of the UN, it's been agreed. In the current regulation. But it continues to loom. It continues to loom over the government. Certain countries, as you know, have taken particular positions on this issue. And they will want action to be imposed on the South Africa, I think, is guided by discussing in the multilateral environment in the UN. And we think it's important to give the current process a chance rather than people to be. The current process that is underway within the situation. As you are aware, the ICC International Criminal Court is like you are for the former minister of the Sudanese government, as well as one of the initial interventions that with regard to the violation of the humanitarian international law. I think we'll start the presentation and allow the world and give that discussion with the members. And before I hand over to you, just to underscore the need to maintain momentum and ensure that the policy stands that we see getting out of New York to provide the deployment of the country and the government of the country. Obviously, the acceptance by the formation people who are working in the government of the country, as well as the office of the Secretary of the Council, the leader, the all these are things are positive. That's the point.
Thank you very much. And so you need three countries of all the Thank you. The next
I think the whole is caught up between two major conflicts between North Arab Africa and the rest of Africa. And that conflict is over the control of the church. And between Western Europe generally and the North Africa. So there are those two conflicts of interest, and all of them with regard to the topic. And I tell you, a lot of things that we discovered now in Africa, gold and minerals. So I think they delay that issue. And secondly, I'm very skeptical about Libya. You said, hey, you welcome to Libya, which is hosting the same spirit of this story. But if I recall, historically, in 2004, whenever the AU attempted to hold talks to resolve the Darfur issue, Libya would have a parallel confrontation. At the same time, but the AU would have something. Almost at the same time, the Libyan leadership would organize an alternative process. Sometimes they would refer to traditional leaders of that, and so on. So there is that progress. And the rebel leader that we spoke to at the time, I think it was 2004, was quite vehement against the involvement of Libya issues. Saudi Arabia, the country of nations, we want them to start with it. And one of the rebel movements is actually their creation. So I'm just saying the other is, I think that the people are caught up in those kind of confusion.
Like you mentioned, it was the people that are in charge of the national market. And in our university, we need to clarify that. I don't think that it's affecting only China and Central Africa. Because if you can look geographically, how would that be put there in Africa, you can see that there are lots of countries around that. And then also, my other concern about the issue of punishing against Sudanese, I don't know whether it is conducive to call for punishing because people are already sometimes because of the very same government which the different government which is assisting China with to suppress other people. So maybe we can really kind of punish what is good, what is it we want to do.
Thank you, Jeff. My question, first question relates to
you post contact with instruction later. Since the establishment of the Dapur, the GNU is a split and the
No, my question will link with the competitive value of rate. The progress in terms of the implementation of the CPA, particularly in the world sharing, wanted to check. But I think that's the most fundamental question that is affecting that here.
Sometimes
particularly the French. So maybe you can just enlighten us a bit on the rules and what you think, you know, of the involvement of the British public. I think that's the thing that you mean now for the
well, with regard to the poor gambling situation, I don't think one can have a word to say that it is a dynamical thing. It is the poor and the gambling sector that make up the economic problem. But yes, the habit for substitution. Gambia with division and the poor of the world. But I don't think one can make a link of that between the two. I don't think it is a dialect in that situation. The continent broadly, the trend around Indonesia in terms of their equipment, in terms of their cohesion, their unity, they will always be an ethnic link. But it cannot be said scientifically all the the question of friendship, indeed you correct, the C5 permanent member U.S. They for their own views, and these views are based on what they consider to be their interest. I think our position. One them to make a contract around how we move forward, and that they should not be threatened to be for that part, but that we should have the overall commitment of everyone to agree to move forward, not for them to be briefly in that which that has been compliant. The question of the IC how it is that society is I don't think it can across the continent, there have been other situations where ICC or UN tribunals have reinforced border people. But there have been other issues, like in Liberia. But there have been other cases where resources have been divided and have created further divisions and have undermined ongoing peace process. So it's a mixed result. So far, I think that in the equation of Sudan, as to how we I think the question around the interest of the field, as I said, it will be difficult to analyze the situation because from an ethnic position. Because you have the food, you have the cacao, and there's other ethnic entities. We cannot make a decision. So you have a mixed of forces. Obviously, fundamentally, the alignment is around species, around ethnicity, but it's also underpinned by indeed, it is something that is because it is a dimension in the way crisis of manifest. Is France having a new policy on Africa? We don't know. We still trying to make it. As you know, it was excellent with the French Republic. We would want to use those relations to reinforce the progressive agenda. One Africa to embrace and indeed be touching the higher level. It has been think it's something that it is agreed by the by those concerned in the area of and so far the indications and the ideas and the central and the obviously we need to play in a force that would have so in the context of the geopolitics, I think it's important that they should be taking into the region for their own I think you're correct. In the world countries, it's certainly not the element of because of challenges that I think the main interpretation, the main challenge, the main interpretation is that the activity, the Central African Republic has been a much more dire time. Most of the conflicts, the common characteristics with most of the conflicts in the African continent is around the issue of So we did not say that the AU has no capacity. We said that the UN was in Egypt. And we have to be the leader. We will discuss it. We welcome the media offer to the dialogue between the Darfur region. I'm not sure for the UN, but I think now it has been a place for the data to talk to the community and the community. I think the question is very personal. And also everybody. Indeed, the CTA, is one of the fundamental projects that should take not yet implemented. The talent seems to be there's no movement there. And we are concerned that the various elements, particularly the fundamental elements, including issues of identification of the boundary, the issue of the sharing. If these issues are not dealt with, there is an object to put a helper on the move forward to the task of implementation. So we are concerned about that. Honorable Spani, you correct me. The spillover is beyond the implementation. But we're just analyzing those that are most affected. The proximity of the crisis to certain settlements that make them to be directly affected because of the pulling of the western part of the border. So those are directly affected by the control. But the crisis assembly is one group that is brought in the far not just for the I think we'll discuss the question section. The Honorable Shah, the GNU Commission and the Essay role in the post-computing complex. I think we, like in any other situation, we adopt I think we will need we can't obviously define the nature and the essence of our participation, but we will participate in the effort to promote food production and development. That has been good. Our participation in the high grade writer is not yet taken from us. But as you know, we see the bodies on the ground.
How much do you get from the human?
Sorry,
how much are they looking at?
Well, they're not indicated there. But as we said before, there's like some African countries of the flesh of 700, others of 800, I think total extent of what is required to clear this thing out. The issue of the figure between the deployment of the high priest force and the fire that the body was carrying. It's a transition issue. There's no problem. Just to make sure that there is no gap, there is no value. So just to avoid the situation where the body will run into the kind of fear.
As you recall that the AU and the UN and the government of Sudan agree on several packages to support the industry before the deployment of the life support package and the support package. So I think we're in a phase now where I think between October and end of the handy support package is supposed to be until we release the phase. So that is really where we are.
It's all based in the current phase of negotiations about
out of this area. And I think there were many groups in Darfur that were unhappy with the amount. So sometimes to further negotiation, but as far as we know, there hasn't been really any significant flow of funds from Darfur to Darfur in terms of that. And the thing which I would like you to clarify us on is about an allegation like the absolute full working with the instrument of materiality. Shortly, people who go out and pretend that there's no work in South Africa to work with security company or whatever. I wanted to leave you on that side. There are no such reports in that pool because there were some allegations that there were people who died in Iraq. And when they investigated, they found that those people are from South Africa. And this people, exactly my mother was correct to ask that question because there are people who don't care about our country. We just go there. We forget that one day these people will come and retaliate on all of us. So do we have such things? And if there is, how does the subject matter change that situation? Because it's even allegations, not to say like something concrete.
We haven't received any formal allegations of involvement in that case along the lines. When we do get some of this information, it's normally dealt with through the year. There's a process when we see this. But domestic, one of the members of the Bafu, they are going to do the school of work.
Thank you.